Okay, podcast time. Where's the button?
Yeah, the start podcast button. It was right here.
It was right here. They've tidied it up and we can't find anything.
They've blinded us.
Well, it's going to be some flurries perhaps the rest of the day, but ladies and gentlemen, I think we have survived the white death from above.
Because
we all like to panic and run to get milk and bread.
My wife saw that, like, we kind of do our regular shopping on Sundays.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, she said, oh my God, Aldi was like, it was a madhouse.
It's yesterday. Insane. Yeah.
So we just kind of, like, if we want to kind of inform our listeners, maybe new listeners or people who, have moved to the area, people in Nashville, at just the thought of maybe having inclement weather,
mm-hmm.
tend to panic, and we go to the store and we buy a lot of bread and a lot of milk.
Like we're going to have milk sandwiches. That's all we're going to eat.
Right. Like we're going to be trapped in our houses for like weeks.
And we don't want to have to resort to cannibalism or to even eat our pets to survive.
Yeah, know that.
So, yeah. So you got to stock up.
Right. Now, we weren't on the air, like, you know, over the weekend when we were kind of getting all the warnings about this stuff.
Right.
We have a system, the Woody and Jim system. And, like, you can listen to the TV stations and, like, all the apps and stuff that kind of are a bit alarmist. But we like to do a different way of helping you prepare. We like to tell you, like, it's a how many loaf emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. So if it's real, like we look at it, and we're not trained meteorologists or anything, but we kind of have a feel for things.
Know, yeah.
Yeah. We just know. We just know. I can feel it in my bones when it's going to be a real storm. So if it was like just a mild thing, like, you know, hey, we could get a couple of pretty snow flurries.
Yeah. That would be a one loaf emergency.
One loaf tops. Yeah. Like you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if it's going to be Snowmageddon, then we go to like five loaves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know you're just going to sit on your kitchen floor eating bread.
Waiting for the sky to fall.
Waiting. Yeah, exactly. But we do like to panic. They had a lot of snow in Kentucky, and it just didn't make it down there here this far.
Right. It was kind of, it was cold, but not cold enough for what we got yesterday to be snow.
So, you know.
We got lucky.
We survived the white death from above. This time.
Now, they say like later in the week, like Friday, something could happen. But trust us.
Yeah.
I knew somebody that worked at the Weather Channel and they said, you know, weather people like to tell you that they know things far in advance. More than 2 days, they don't know.
Yeah. Mm.
They
especially
don't
Nashville.
Know.
It changes so frequently that.
Right.
Yeah. And so much can happen between now and then. So
we'll
keep you up to date. Just remember, if you hear a number and a loaf, that is our system.
Right.
It's the Snowmageddon loaf emergency broadcast.
The official Woody and Jim snow panic loaf amount you need to get.
That's right. We are right now at zero loaves.
Yeah.
All clear.
Yeah. Tennessee Titans did what they were destined to do, be the worst in the league. And so they get the first draft pick. So congratulations. We're number one at something.
That's right. And yesterday, I was watching the game on TV and, you know, it was a miserable day outside.
Yeah, it was misting rain. It was very cold.
And I saw our very first intern on our show, Brian Snyder, who's on the phone with us now. Brian, you are a Titans diehard fan. You were there with your family. What was it like in that kind of empty stadium yesterday?
Oh, well, good morning, fellas. First of all, it was a little bit eerie, to be quite honest with you. You know, you've been in there for good games and bad games and concerts and monster jams, and I had never seen it less full.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I had people saying that they had seen more people at high school games. Which was
that's an insult to high school games.
In my section, I kind of gathered everybody up. We took a group photo. There was 11 people in my section.
Oh wow!
No way.
Wow!
So it's kind of like, you know, if a football game took place during The Walking Dead. This is what it might look
like. The Last of Us.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
The Last of Us. The Last of the Titans fans.
So Brian, you're there with family members, and you know you're watching the game, and I know you love the Titans, and people have sometimes said, like, you know, hey, you guys are jerks because you're rooting for them to lose. It's like, no, we're rooting for our future.
Their future.
Because we wanted good players to have a good team down the road. But what was it like in the stadium? Because go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt it. It was kind of interesting because, you know, from a pride standpoint, you want these guys to win.
Mm-hmm. But, sure.
You know, if every play that happened, if they just lost, if they could just tank it somehow, got you that number one draft pick. And it was awkward. There was a mixture of boos and, hey, that a boys.
Because toward the end of the game, they started coming back a little bit. People were going, no!
Well, that Will Levis prayer of a touchdown, yeah, it was a mixed emotion of, oh, my God, what just happened, and why did he catch it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Will Levis, for a change, threw it to somebody on our team. What's weird? That's weird. But, yeah, we all love the Titans. We were just disappointed in them.
Yeah, just, we're just looking forward to the future. So, Brian, like, what did you guys have the guys on TV were not that kind. They're like, oh, it's kind of funny watching people having to, like, put on their, like, rain ponchos and take them off and not looking for the armholes. Like, they were kind of busting on you. They were trolling you guys in the audience.
Well, one thing you can say, you know, we got spoiled because we came out that first year. And as you guys know, we got to witness the miracle. And
the
we
Music
went to the
City
Super
miracle.
Bowl. And,
yes,
and
which was like 26 years ago. We did something really cool about a quarter of a century ago.
We came out winning, so the expectations are so high. But,
yes.
I mean, we had a guy beside us with the bags and the eyes poked out.
Uh-huh.
And
the guys with the paper bags on their heads?
Yeah.
Well.
But kudos to the Titans staff. They were, like, passing out free hot chocolate for everybody. I think they were saying thank you. The announcer was telling everybody, he's like, hey, for the true fans who are out there. So they really at least made you feel good if you were suffering through yesterday.
Anybody that was brave enough to show up, here's some hot chocolate.
Yeah. Consolation prize.
Well, I salute you, Brian.
Yes.
Like, I'm glad you went and I didn't. I was very comfortable and dry in my house. But
I've made better decisions.
you're a true hero, Brian. We appreciate it.
who do you want the Titans to pick now that they've got the first pick?
Maybe I'm being practical here, but I say trade that number one draft pick, fill as many holes as you can through the draft, and we're more than just one player away. So I say get as much as you can for that number one draft pick.
That's a good
call. Is my thing.
Yeah.
Smart?
Yeah, that's a guy.
I know, I mean, whoever the quarterback is, you know, they need big people standing in front of him so they don't get hurt all the time.
And it's always a 50-50 toss-up, too, if you draft a quarterback the first round.
Are they going to work? Are they going to be a bust?
Right. All so, right. Yeah, will it be really good or will it be Vince Young? Love you, Brian. You have a great day, all right?
Hey, fellas, have a great one.
Special edition of Gender Wars coming up. I thought we'd experiment with doing it a little bit later in the day with, you know, maybe people getting to work. Maybe their early morning, you know, activities are too stressful.
A little less rushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be doing that coming up in a little bit.
615.
Yeah.
553-0933.
Yeah. Before we do that, we have another Woody and Jim joke off.
This is where comedy stops. Woody and I will tell each other terrible jokes, trying to make each other laugh.
Yeah.
First person to laugh loses.
All right. It's a Monday tradition. Let us begin. Jim, kick us off.
Woody, what do you call friends you like to eat with? Taste buds.
That's adorable. Jim, if you can't play the guitar, don't fret. That actually physically hurt.
Woody, it's not the destination. It's the journey.
Yeah.
Unless your destination is the bathroom.
True. Jim, cat puns freak me out. I'm not kidding. Gina kind of
got a smile. I smiled. Okay. I'll admit it, but I didn't laugh. Mm. I just came across my wife's Tinder profile. And I'm really angry about the lies. Because she is not fun to be around.
That's cute. Jim, I'm afraid of elevators. Luckily, I'm, you know, taking steps to avoid them.
Cute. Close. That was cute. Close.
That was a thinking man's terrible joke.
Yeah, but I kind of liked it.
All right.
2 years ago, my doctor told me I was going deaf, but I haven't heard from him since.
That's a hard thing to hear. Jim, I asked the hot girl at the gym what her New Year's resolution was.
Yeah.
And she said, screw you. So I have that to look forward to.
Ooh.
I thought that was going to do it. That was my good joke. That was the good one.
That was close.
That was close.
Woody, banks should do a better job of keeping their ATMs filled. Because I went to 5 different ATMs yesterday that said insufficient funds.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
Jim, is butt cheeks one word or should I spread them apart?
Oh, that was good. I told my personal trainer that I was surprised at how winded I was by the exercise.
Yeah.
And he said, this is just the tour of the gym.
That's cute. Jim, a horse walks into a bar.
Yeah.
The bartender says, hey. The horse says, yeah, that'll be fine. Hey.
Hey. You know, one big difference between women and men is that if a woman says, smell this, it usually smells nice.
Just got to hit him with a dirty joke.
All right. As we are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. Check them out at goingpostalbrentwood.com.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for Gender Wars.
All right. Ready to play our game for the ladies in the audience? We have Samantha. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You sound so perky.
Great to have you.
Yeah. Thanks.
And we have Brian from Nolensville.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Brian. Okay, right. Let's do a get acquainted question for you guys. Brian, what are you allergic to? Are you allergic to anything?
Laundry, according to my wife.
Yes. That's a good husband answer, yeah.
Yes. And Samantha, what might you be allergic to?
I have absolutely no allergies, unfortunately, but if I had to pick one, probably work.
Oh, all right. You're allergic to work.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm allergic to work.
Welcome to the. You fit right in here.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. Remember, each of you have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, you don't know the answer, but you don't think your opponent would know the answer either. You can put the screw and make them answer your question.
Okay, Samantha, we start with you in a multiple choice. Did the original Predator movie star Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Harrison Ford?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes, that's
yes,
right.
That
good
is
job.
Right.
One for the girls.
Woo! Good job. Yeah. All right, Brian, here's your first question, multiple choice. Did actress Blake Lively get her start on Gilmore Girls, Grey's Anatomy, or Gossip Girl?
Oh, gosh. I should know this. I'm going to say Gossip Girls.
Gossip Girls,
yeah,
right.
That's correct.
Hey.
It's all time.
One apiece.
He's his own rooting section. I love it.
Samantha, back to you. In baseball, they keep track of a player's RBIs. What do the letters RBI stand for?
Ooh. I know he's going to know it. I'm going to give him the screw to that one.
You're going to use this girl?
You're going to use it?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see.
Right, Brian, she hopes you don't know this. What does RBI stand for?
Runs batted in, baby.
Yes. Okay.
That is technically wrong. Runs batted in, baby, is not the actual.
That'd be RBIB.
But we'll give you credit.
Yeah.
All right. That screw worked against you. Gave Brian an extra point. Brian, this question is designed for you.
And it could be winning if you get it right.
All right.
Where would you find A T-zone. A T-zone.
Oh my God, a T-zone. Is that the face aesthetics thing?
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
It is.
Hey.
Oh my God.
So the answer was in your face.
Wow.
Wow. Congratulations, Brian. You are the big winner.
Yeah.
We appreciate both of you, Samantha and Brian. Brian, we're going to send you a certificate of bragification. It tells everybody that you won on Gender Wars.
Yes.
Samantha, we appreciate you playing. Thanks to our friends at Goin Postal, your shipping and printing supercenter, for bringing us Gender Wars this morning. We'll play this again tomorrow morning at the same time. Yeah. So if you were listening and said, hey, those questions were easy.
That was easy.
Be ready a little after 8 tomorrow morning as we play Gender Wars again with Woody and Jim on 93.3. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
The house from Breaking Bad is for sale in Albuquerque. I guess it's worth
that house.
It's worth $350,000, but they want $4 million for it.
Oh, gosh.
Because they say somebody might turn it into an Airbnb or some sort of shrine.
I would never buy that because I bet you they're constantly getting people coming to take pictures in front of your house at all hours of the day and night.
Yep.
I wonder if it comes with a free pizza on the roof. Same as
classic scene.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
This is, I guess, not surprising. They're saying if you want to be better in athletics or working out, or if you just want to have better brain power, take a load off. Go number two. They did a study that said after you poop, you're a better athlete and your brain works better.
It's like a pregame poop.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
I mean, it does. Because, I mean, like, how can you concentrate on things when you have to go?
But what happens if you don't have to go?
I guess you do okay.
You just went, subpar.
Yeah, you just do okay. But you just need to, maybe you need to time it out a little better.
Maybe I'll try it out. We'll see. I'll report back.
I love that that's a scientific study.
No, they went like. They did. Yeah. They found that triathletes did better.
Yeah.
And they also gave them like cognitive tests. And the people who went beforehand.
Their brains worked better.
Did better.
I could see that because like on the New York Marathon and stuff, they have porta potties lining and they say as soon as they start, people have to go.
Yeah.
So I could see.
Yeah. It's a thing.
And some people don't stop to go.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, Dad, don't even.
I would not to go there, but
Gina, save us and take us.
My kids did cross country, so I know all about
it. Please take us to another.
Yeah, I'll write
some
this
other
shit.
Subject.
Okay. Sorry.
Zoolumination, you know, at the Nashville Zoo.
Oh, yeah.
You have about a month left to attend it.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's I have never been, but I've seen everybody's pictures.
I know. It looks really cool.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, I went a couple of years ago. It is really amazing. It takes them a long time to set it up.
I'm sure.
I'm getting away to the freezing rain stops.
Yeah.
Good idea. Well, you only have until February 9th. It's open Thursday through Sunday until then.
Last night were the Golden Globes as the Foreign Press Corps hands out awards to stuff.
To movies.
Nobody's ever seen.
Nobody's going to see.
Or ever will see.
Actually, the movies that won haven't even come out yet, technically.
Yeah, they always they'll put them out in theaters for one showing in November so they can qualify.
So the best movies, they always do two categories for the Golden Globes. They do a best dramatic picture and then a best musical or comedy. And neither of these movies are, nobody's going to go see them. I've seen them already, and the drama is called The Brutalist.
The Brutalist.
And the experience of watching it is brutal. It's 3 hours and 35.
Is it about the Titans season?
No, more on that coming
suffering,
up.
Suffering.
It's 3 hours and 35 minutes long, has a 15-minute intermission. There's some, Adrian Brody is a really good actor, and he does a great performance in it, but the story is oh my God, it'll bore you to death.
And he looks sad in every movie.
Yeah, he is.
Sad.
It's kind of, seems like a misleading title, too.
It's about architecture. It's about, he's an architect, and he comes to live the American dream to make really ugly buildings.
That sounds like it'd be like a serial killer movie or something.
Right, a slasher or this big,
Brutalist
He-Man.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 99.9% of the people will not stay through that movie. And then the other movie is Emilia Perez, which is an international movie. It's in Spanish. It's a musical. It's about gangsters and gender transformation surgery. It's like, I don't, nobody's going to see these movies. Nobody. Like, I mean, it was a really interesting movie, but.
It was made by people in France, but it's a Spanish musical.
And it happens in Mexico City. Okay. And, yeah. And there's some good performances in it. It's somewhat entertaining for me, a movie critic, but I know that I'm not normal. So
yeah,
nobody's going to enjoy them. But that was interesting. The good thing is about the Golden Globes is most of the people there are drunk and usually have fun things to say.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So. They don't get all, you know, stuffy.
Yeah.
The alcohol loosens their lips.
And trust me, you'll need some alcohol to watch the movies that won last night.
Thanks for tuning in. We kind of dodged the bullet in Middle Tennessee as far as a big snowstorm. We got some flurries.
A lot of country got a bunch. Yeah. We got kind of lucky. We just got rained and drenched on.
Yeah. Frustrating for the people who have the TV stations and they send the reporters out to stand in the snow and they have to keep driving north and north and north until eventually they're in Minnesota.
And they can't get
see?
Home.
We predicted it and here it is, even though I'm five states away.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how was our weekend, you guys?
Mine was good. This is Jim. I spent part of the weekend taking down Christmas decorations because I was told that was when we were doing it. Then we went to the Bell Court and a friend of mine wanted to go see The Count of Monte Cristo, which was like in French and had subtitles and it was 3 hours, but I loved it. It was actually really good.
Is that about the making of the sandwich?
No, we did have that discussion. We were like, how does the story of a guy who's wrongfully imprisoned, gets out of prison, takes revenge on the people that put him in prison, turn into a sandwich?
A delicious, crispy sandwich.
With jelly on it. Yeah. I have no idea.
With jelly on it.
Gina, how was your weekend?
It was good. Same thing, cleaned on Saturday, and then donated plasma.
Oh, good. Nice.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. So did something good, but also got paid for it. That's always, you know.
That's nice.
A bonus.
What's that going for these days?
Mine was $75.
Really?
Yes, but it's based on your weight, how much iron you have. Like, there's a ton of different things that factor into it.
I've given platelets before.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. I think so. Okay. Yeah. So they like drain your blood and then they separate the plasma and the white and red blood cells.
And then they put it back.
Right.
And it's all cold.
Oh my gosh. I thought my arm was going to fall off. And I brought a blanket because I get cold all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I knew I was going to get cold there and I've done it before. But it hurt. I was in physical pain. But it didn't last very long and it was worth it. Like I said, like you're saving lives. So
absolutely.
Yeah. That was probably the
highlight. At the end. So that's good.
You know, they don't give you that.
Really?
When they pay you, they don't.
Yeah. Where's my damn cookie?
They gave me money instead,
which I think is a fair trade off.
That's it. You $75. Go buy your own damn cookies.
Yeah. So I have to go again today to complete like the two.
It's a two visit thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can go twice a week after that.
Cool. Yeah, this is Woody. I had a pretty good weekend. We just kind of messed around on Saturday. Yesterday, we went to church with my son, Jeff, and his wife, Chris, and the kids, and went to lunch afterwards. Came to their house afterwards to watch football, watch the Tennessee Titans get the last place.
Yay!
And that means first place.
Yeah.
And it was funny because, Charlie, my granddaughter, was like, she always wants you to say, come see my room. I rearranged my room.
Aww.
So we went up there and she's moved her desk around and all that. She's very orderly. She's very cute. She's very Hermione.
And a little HGTV.
Three things you want to know this morning. Sadly, one of the stars of Shrek has passed away. Actually, that's a loose interpretation.
That is clickbait, what you just said.
The donkey who inspired Eddie Murphy's donkey has died at the age of 30.
The real life donkey?
Yeah, the donkey. I guess they say Perry was the name of the donkey. And his handlers say he was a feisty, funny, playful donkey and died at the age of 30 from a hoof disease.
Ooh.
And I guess I looked it up. I guess 30 is about average for donkey.
Wow.
They live
long.
Between 30 and 40 years old, just like horses.
Wow.
So, R.I.P. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll miss you, Perry.
Exactly. So there has been a rash of robberies of cars in East Nashville over the last couple of weeks. A lot of them either going into cars that were open or smashing windows to get in and steal whatever was inside. Police believe that they've caught the four teenagers that were doing it.
Oh, good.
And This is, I'm just going to throw this out there because it's kind of interesting and funny, that one of the suspects apparently was being chased by police. And in the chase, they are 14, by the way, 14 years old.
Yeah.
We're running from the cops, threw their handgun at the police.
Threw the gun.
And then threw their cell phone to evade capture. But it didn't work.
He's trying to lighten his load, make him a little quicker.
Yeah, right.
That's like, I grew up watching Westerns with my dad, and you always see like a gunfight where the cowboys were shooting each other. When they ran out of bullets, then they would throw their gun. And it's like, what the hell is that going to do? You can get more bullets one day.
Yeah. Well, 14-year-old kid lived that out.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I guess they've got records, and that's not looking good. But hopefully this will bring an end to all those break-ins.
Yeah, wow.
Gina, what you got?
Well, if you have a Gmail, Outlook, or Apple email account, be on the lookout for some new cyber attacking from AI.
Really?
Oh, so yes. They're employing... Now, the bad guys are using AI just like everybody else.
Yes. Yeah. So the experts are saying, just make sure you're not opening any links from people you don't know.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that anyway.
You shouldn't do that anyway. And then to enforce your two-step authentication.
Right.
I've also heard because AI can replicate people's voices.
Right.
That you should have like a secret word among family members.
We did that and I can't remember the word.
I did that too.
You need AI to help you remember the word.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we did that, but I don't know what it is.
I know. I did that. I had a word that I go, hey, family, this is the word.
Yeah.
So like if somebody is pretending to be me or they say I said something, ask them for the word. And they all forgot it like a week later.
Oops.
And I'm like, come on, guys, work with me. Learn the secret word.
There's three things you want to know this morning. Woody and Jim, totally hits, totally Nashville. From our Eurostone studios, a Monday morning tradition, we have another Woody and Jim joke off. If you're unfamiliar with how it works, we tell bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
That's right.
And we are on Facebook, too.
Yeah. The Woody and Jim Show Facebook, just log on if you're on Facebook already, or we'll give you a few seconds here, but you can watch it live. Yeah. You can catch us.
Yeah.
We can laugh at our own jokes, but we can't laugh at each other's.
Mm-hmm.
So, Woody, why don't you kick off the Woody and Jim joke off,
first
one of 2025.
It is kind of historic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is special.
Jim, yesterday I ate a clock for lunch. It was very time-consuming, especially when I went back for seconds.
Oh, a secondary joke.
It had layers to it.
It did.
Not funny layers, but layers.
They weren't funny, no. Yeah. Woody, what do you say if you lose 25% of your roof? Oof.
Oof. What do you call an old snowman, Jim?
I don't know.
A bucket of water.
Woody, what fruit loves going down water slides?
What?
A kiwi!
That was cute. The delivery almost had it. Jim, I had a fun childhood. My dad used to put me in the middle of a tire and roll me down a hill.
Really?
They were good years.
As opposed to Bridgestone.
Okay. Yes.
Mrs. Claus filed for divorce. Did you hear that?
No.
Too many hoes.
Any snicker you hear is from Gina, who's doing the camera work.
She did snicker on that one.
Yeah, that was good.
She did.
Did you hear that the seven dwarves got pickpocketed?
No idea.
I can't believe somebody would stoop that low.
Well, these are as bad as we said they were going to be. Woody, skydiving is scary.
Yes.
But have you ever been at someone's house and the toilet won't flush?
I like that.
Yeah, it's close.
It's a slice of life that I think we can all relate to.
Yes.
At the grocery store, at the checkout, I can take either paper or plastic. I'm bisexual. All right.
Oh my God.
See, it's never a funny joke. That's terrible. It's just the tension gets to be too much.
We wear each other down. Mm-hmm.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning. It's Monday morning. Maybe you need a little Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
This is so romantic. You know, when you propose to someone to marry you, you try to make it special. A guy in Houston decided he was going to teach his then-girlfriend how to ice skate. Because they were going to take a trip to New York to go to Rockefeller Center and this famous ice skating right outside the big tree and all that stuff.
Like that.
His plan was he wanted to teach her how to ice skate so that he could propose on the ice.
That's sweet.
And I guess he saved some money. They took the trip. He rented Rockefeller Center's ice rink out. Jeez. They were the only people on the ice at the time.
Wow.
And then he got down on one knee as she was skating by and proposed.
The music was playing, and I was like, oh goodness, something is happening. Immediately, once I figured out what was going on, I was like, wow. And put all of this thought and effort into doing something that it was just so touching.
Oh, that's cool. Really sweet.
Yeah, that's a good story.
It's like it's a rom-com movie kind of
that
movie.
Is.
Yeah, it should be Buddy the Elf out there.
All right. Guys, well, the bar has been raised.
I know.
If you want to propose.
You got to do it. It's a mood boost. Back tomorrow, we'll be playing Gender Wars again about 7:45. So if you want to play, make sure you let us know ahead of time and we'll put you right through.
At the news, special time.
Yeah, we're going to be, of course, escaping into the frozen tundra of Middle Tennessee. You know, as we walk outside and step into 3 feet of mostly cloudy. Because we survived the snow panic.
We did.
What are we doing the rest of the day? Gina, what you doing?
I'm going to go work out and then I'm going to go donate plasma.
Really?
Yes.
Saving lives.
Yeah.
Civic service today.
And making some money.
Good job.
And making some money.
My house, Monday night is dinner and a movie night. It's when my kids and, you know, my daughter and her new husband come over.
Yeah.
So we're having like a chicken soup tonight.
Ooh.
Good for a cold, blustery day.
Yeah.
And then I never know the movie. The rule for movie night is you don't know what the movie is until it starts playing.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
My son-in-law is picking.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. I think we might see a movie called 100 Beavers, which is a... I know.
I know. I'm not even going to say what I'm thinking.
It's like a slapstick comedy. Okay. I think it's on Prime. And it's supposed to be really good. It's like the comedy is all physical comedy.
Oh, and I love that.
Yeah. And it's like kind of a lost art form. So like, I'm hoping he picks that.
I like that.
I almost said it on air. Like Jack Butt.
I'm not sure what Jack Butt
is. Oh, it's not.
But not Butt.
But not Butt.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville. And
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Totally. All right. I'm slow to catch on, but I get it. But yeah, I don't know what it's going to be. But I look forward to that. It's always a great family time. What do you got going on?
Well, I have a couple projects today. I have to go to my wrecked car, which is at a lot somewhere in Lebanon. I'll find out where it is. And get all the stuff out of the car that I didn't get before because I had some car seats I had to get out of it that, you know, I had
a lot
killed. Yeah.
Because you got to get go into the glove box and find all the junk that's been in there over the years.
Trash.
Yeah. Right. Fast food napkins and ketchup packets.
And I've been asked to stop at the store and buy a can of corn on the way home. I don't know what it's for, but I'm just going to do it.
I hope it's
Good
for
job.
I hope it's for eating. We'll just leave you with that visual.
Once again, I will not say what I'm thinking.